Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Chase. May I start by getting your zip code, please?
78336.
Thank you very much for that. And the first and last name?
Marina Gonzalez.
Okay, let me see if I can locate you here. There we go. I do have you, Ms. Gonzalez. For security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
1027 South Whitney Street, Aransas Pass, Texas. 78336.
Okay, thank you very much for that. I do see we have the Nature Crave Kit over there, used for increasing metabolism and reducing the appetite. What can I do for you today?
Okay, this thing that I ordered, it says it's a body stacker, Pimian Mystic. I don't remember ordering anything like that.
Now, if you're looking at like a bank or a credit card statement there, you're not going to see the product name. You're going to see the merchant name that bills. It's the company that bills for the products. But the product that I have here that you have ordered with us is going to be the Nature Crave Keto.
It's a what?
Nature Crave Keto. It's a dietary supplement used for increasing metabolism and reducing the appetite.
I didn't order that.
Let's see. It has, it was on February the 11th, $4.97 on February the 11th. You don't recall that?
It says here $89.97.
Right, but if you can look back in your statement, that first charge for it was actually on February the 11th, and that you should see a $4.97 charge there as well. You don't recall making that purchase?
No, I don't see no charge like that here.
Yes, ma'am. It should have been on, well, actually, if you're looking at a statement, it may be a couple of days in front of that. It may be February the 12th or February the 13th there for the $4.97. But it should have the same name there beside it because it's the same product there, Nature Crave Keto.
I still didn't order it. That's what I'm saying. I've been getting a lot of charges like that here and in my bank, and I had to dispute with them. And now it's starting here in this credit card.
Yeah, and it's showing too. What was the shipping address there for you?
Is there a what?
What was the shipping address?
It doesn't say.
No, your shipping address. What was your shipping address?
My address here is 1027 South Whitney.
Right, yes, ma'am. That's what we have here. And that's showing me that was delivered on February the 18th there. The keto trial was delivered on February the 18th to that address.
I still didn't order it, sir. That's what I'm telling you.
Did you receive the product?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, it's showing. I track it. Of course, you know all our packages come USPS, United States Post Office, so they have the employee there has to scan the package before they place it in the mailbox, and that's showing that it was scanned at 2:54 p.m. on February the 18th and then placed into the mailbox.
So you're saying it was put in my box here in at the house?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I guess there's no winning. Would y'all cancel my credit card, please?
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out there, Ms. Gonzalez, because I want to make sure, you know, if you didn't recall that order at all, that means your card has been compromised. Someone's using your card to, you know, illegally order our products.
And also the other charge I'm getting is eForms.com. What is that for?
I wouldn't know. I'm not sure. All I have is for the keto there, Nature Crave Keto.
Well, this, yeah. It's in the same statement. eForms.com, $39.
No, ma'am. That's not us. We have, for you, I have the $4.97 for to begin the keto, and then you have the $89.97 full price for the keto. That's the only charge I have.
Okay. Okay.
So you never ordered the keto whatsoever, and it had never had any interest in it, never paid the $4.97 to start the trial?
No, and don't be sending me no more, and I'm going to cancel my credit card.
Okay. Well, like I said, Mrs. Gonzalez, if you didn't order this product and you have no way of knowing if anyone in the household would have ordered the product without your knowing.
It's just me and my husband here.
Okay. So I can get you transferred to our fraud department then if you feel like, you know, someone has ordered these products without your knowing.
What are they going to do?
They'll be able to assist you there with the charges.
Okay, I'll try them.
Okay, bear with me one moment. You just have to get the account closed out first and get it notated here for them, and then I'll get you transferred over. Okay, I got you ready to get transferred over here, Ms. Gonzalez. Just want to let you know there, the account, of course, is closed out for any future orders or any future charges on your cards there. But, of course, we're going to go ahead and get you transferred over to the fraud department so they can help you with the charges that have already occurred there.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. No problem at all. Once I hit the transfer button here, you'll hear a brief pause, and then you'll be put into the queue, ready to get answered there by the fraud department. If for some reason you don't get answered immediately, which I don't think there should be a long wait there for that, but if for some reason you're not answered immediately, do stay on the line there. Your call will be answered in the order that it was received.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Please hold.